We're concerned at the situation on a number of Greek islands where we see that there has been a large number of new arrivals, especially since the beginning of August. And the situation is worsening, if you want, worsening the overcrowding conditions. So this has created lots of tensions in a number of sites. We have had a number
Sorry, of tensions, you mean riots?
There has been riots, especially on Lesbos, the center place in Moria, but there will also be lots of tensions among people staying in those camps. A lot of anxiety. We are seeing many instances of self-harm. Risk of sexual assault is increasing. The security is not good. The living conditions are also difficult. So this needs to be addressed urgently. Actually, back in March, we had already issued a lengthy press release with a number of key recommendations, and improving the reception conditions on the island was already there as part of these key recommendations. Efforts have been done over the past 2 years. But given the fact that there have been new arrivals, this has worsened and hampered those efforts, if you want, to decongest the sites.
The point is, people are now arriving quicker than they're being reprocessed and relocated to the Greek mainland.
Well, the sea arrival we've witnessed in August, so the past months, has been the highest months since March 2016. So the situation was always there, and there's been a lot of work done on increasing the pace of transfer, improving the reception conditions. But this surge of new arrivals since the beginning of August has for sure created more problems. Conditions in different sites on the mainland are much better now, but the situation on the islands itself is still problematic. I have to say that I was in Lesbos just a few weeks ago, and you can see a huge difference between the different sites accommodating asylum seekers. The situation in Moria is the most worrying, where you have lots of new arrivals, including families coming from Syria and Iraq with many young children living in conditions that are absolutely not appropriate for young children and families. But you have also different sites hosting asylum seekers, which are much better on the same island. So there is a diversity of situations. Still, we need to be mindful that even if it's September, the winter will come soon. And then it's very hard to predict if there's going to be an increasing number of arrivals in the months of September, October. We have to take that into account. I think it's very important so we don't end up again in a very difficult situation in a couple of months.
And what is the position of EU member states that are supposed to be taking in refugees, given that there is a deal to take in 160,000? Where are we with that?
Well, out of the 160,000 places that were agreed upon in September 2015, there were two different decisions that were made, and so the total number is 160,000. I think as of 1st of September, 44,000 places were made available.